Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are in the 29th Psalm, and in the previous episode, we looked at the first two verses of it. So let's start there, and then maybe we'll do the balance of this psalm today. This is an amazing psalm. Listen to what it says. It's a Psalm of David. Verse 1 says, "Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength." So we looked at that in the previous episode, that whole thing with the heavenly beings, the El is the Hebrew word, El, where we get Elohim from too, that these are more than just the angelic beings, that all the heavenly beings ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Then verse 2, "Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness." Worship the Lord. So it's a call for all of the heavenly beings, all of us, to worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. Then verse 3 picks up a theme, a subject matter, something that he says seven different times here, I think in six or seven verses, the voice of the Lord, the voice of Yahweh. So verse 3 says, "The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders, the Lord over many waters." So what is meant here by the phrase, "the voice of the Lord"? Okay, the voice of the Lord, the voice of the Lord. We're about to see that it's speaking to the strength and the power of God, using creation as an example of the fact that God spoke creation into existence, of the power that he has over creation. So just listen to this, okay? "The voice of the Lord over the waters," verse 3. "The God of glory thunders, the Lord over many waters," verse 4. "The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty," or is majestic. And that word majestic literally means full of honor, okay? It's used in a lot of places in the scripture. And as in all things, it derives this meaning from the context. But it literally, Zodiati says this, it describes the impressive character of God and his thunderous voice here in Psalm 29. Okay? But it's used in several other places. But in the Psalms, it's usually used in speaking of God's glory and his power. So the voice of the Lord is full of majesty. Verse 5, "The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars." The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. At this time, Lebanon was known for its cedars, for its mighty trees. And cedar is one of the hardest woods, very, very hard to break. Wood that will last long, long, long time. Is not as subject to decay and the like and insect infiltration. Anybody says, "The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars." Then verse 6, "He makes Lebanon to skip like a calf and Sirion like a young wild ox." Sirion? What's Sirion? Sirion is another name for Mount Hermon. Yeah. From Mount Hermon, the place that it is believed because of Jewish writings that the sons of God came to earth, saw the daughters of men, and went yabba dabba doo and took them and raised up the giants, the Nephilim. That took place there on Mount Hermon. And that Mount Hermon is the gateway to Sheol, to the underworld. That this is the entryway into all that is evil is on Mount Hermon, which is the reason that Jesus went there. When you see in the Gospels that Jesus went to Caesarea Philippi is at the base of Mount Hermon. When Jesus said that the gates of hell will not withstand something, he was standing literally at the gates of hell when he said that. He said the gates of hell will not withstand the body of Christ. The proclamation that Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Yeah, he's right there. And so the voice of the Lord literally makes Sirion, a Mount Hermon, very tall mountain, more than 9,000 feet tall, okay, that he makes it skip like a calf. You ever seen a calf, a young calf, just a newborn kind of thing? We'll skip about, just sort of playing. And same thing with a young wild ox, that the voice of the Lord will make Lebanon and Syrian skip about. Verse 7, the voice of the Lord flashes forth flames of fire. The voice of the Lord, verse 8, shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. And so David is bringing to mind to the people here the various things that God has done, how he shook the wilderness at Kadesh Barnea, okay? How he sends forth flashes of flames of fire. That is the voice of the Lord, okay? And I'm more and more intrigued with this idea of the voice of the Lord, because remember, the Lord spoke everything into existence. Everything that was created was spoken into existence. We don't see that, you know, he used his hand, that he used his feet, he did this. He spoke it into existence. And so this voice of the Lord is proclaiming the might and the power of the Creator. Verse 9, the voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth and strips the forest bare, and in his temple all cry glory. It's the voice of the Lord. It is the power of the Lord. And because of the power of the Lord, we're to do what? Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. So he's called us to do that at the very beginning. And now he's explaining why. Because the voice of the Lord, just go back and look at this again. The voice of the Lord is that that's over the waters and it thunders and it's all powerful, it's all majestic. So strong it can break the cedars of Lebanon. So strong it can bring down the powers that be at Mount Hermon, make them look like infant skipping calves and wild oxes. It's so powerful that he brings forth flames of fire and shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. So powerful that he causes deer to give birth. And he strips the forest bare. And in all this temple, everybody cries glory. Now the last two verses, verse 10. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as king forever. Speaking of the power and the wonder and the glory and the strength of the Lord, that he's enthroned over the flood. And the Hebrew word that's used right there is used in other places in the Old Testament, but predominantly in Genesis. And everywhere that it's used is always in reference to the universal flood, the flood of the days of Noah. And so that's what the reference is, that Yahweh sits enthroned at the flood or upon the flood or over the flood. In other words, he was over this. He was in charge. He brought it forth. He sits enthroned as king forever. Do you see the might and the power of the Lord that we're being called to ascribe glory and honor and strength and power to? Then verse 11. And may the Lord give strength to his people. May the Lord bless his people with peace. Oh, that's a great psalm, great psalm. It's very end. He's just asking, Lord, Lord, give us your strength. Bless us, Lord, and bless us with peace. Quite a psalm to pray to the Lord right now, particularly in light of the current situation in the Middle East. Well, my time's up. Again, I'm Dale. Thank you, and I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.